USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but in some cities there won't be any fireworks this year. Steve Hauser is the president of the National Fireworks Association. He joined CNN and explains why some cities are encountering issues when they're trying to put fireworks displays on for the 4th.
The professional fireworks side has two primary issues this year. One is obviously supply. You can't just ship those fireworks on any old vessel. There's only a few shipping lines that will actually carry the 1.3G professional fireworks. The other issue is that labor is troublesome.
What's left of Tropical Storm Colin is now dissipating over eastern South Carolina. The storm did dump heavy rain along coastal areas of the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll is shedding some light on how Americans feel about the country heading into the 4th of July.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says no one really knows when the war in Ukraine will end. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Scholz notes Russian President Vladimir Putin is the leader of a country with a lot of people and a lot of means, so therefore he will be able to continue with war for a really long time. However, he made it clear the West will continue to fortify and support Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the court case that made abortion illegal in 50 states, has caused strong reaction from both Republicans and Democrats. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures is Republican Senator from Utah, Mike Lee, reacting to the recent events.
This begs the question, why do they hate democracy? Why do they hate allowing people to elect their own representatives to make laws? That's really what we're dealing with here.
Security is a top priority at the World Cup.
The Department of Homeland Security will be on hand at the World Cup to help make sure the soccer tournament is safe and secure. Robert Silvers, the Undersecretary for Strategy, Police, and Plans at DHS.
Without predicting, it is our responsibility to prepare and plan for different possibilities, and that is what we have done.
DHS officials told ABC News there is no credible threat to the World Cup at this time. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Minions, The Rise of the Gru, is making quite a splash in its debut weekend at North America's theaters. The new Universal animated feature earned $108 million in its first weekend release in the United States and Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.